This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Bunch of text questions that you have. All good. We'll get to those. We have Cory Gardner, head of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, to share some comments from him. You heard already from Romney McDaniel. And, of course, we're just simply saying go vote. Get out there and vote. And if you have a story from the polls, hey, it looks like more people, looks like less people, I saw this, I didn't like this, I did like this, whatever. Just let us know. It's election day, so share your thoughts. Like this fellow here, who said, I'm 40 years old, I voted for the first time in Obama's first term. I mean, what, in 2008, right? Prior to that, I thought political stuff is stupid and sucks and don't want anything to do with it. Because of this, I was very uneducated on the issues and did not want to be responsible for bad decision-making. Boy, was this the wrong way to think. Seeing where Obama wanted to take the country made me realize it was up to me to be responsible for my own future and those I care about, to learn about the candidates and voice my opinion by voting. Exactly right. So if you're in that camp still today, sitting there saying, I can't, doesn't make any difference. Don't. We encouraged folks at the beginning of the program to call if they are no voters, just to learn a little more about why they would not vote, not be out there at all. Haven't heard from anybody yet. I'll take that as a good sign. We're gonna have a perfect record today with everybody voting. Might be a little bit tough. All right, a little break from the election day coverage to tell you about something that I think is really neat. The governor of our great state, Doug Burgum, and his wife, First Lady Catherine Helgesbergum, are both here to talk about something called Peer Support Day that is coming to the Capitol tomorrow. Catherine, Doug, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
Nice to have you two on the show today. Talk a little bit about this. This is so neat. When I first saw it about Peer Support Day, what is it? Catherine, explain what this is.
Well, it's a great program, a great concept. Actually, it's been around for decades, this peer support idea, but it's, you know, become more popular recently because of the evidence that it's very effective. And so what it is it's these peer support specialists share their experiences with others in the behavioral health areas of addiction and mental health. And so what they do is provide support to people that are looking for recovery or have experiences and challenges in the mental health area. They can provide their lived experience and really become a sort of a friend and mentor to that person who needs help and support.
It's interesting. And Governor, how do they connect? How do they connect with each other?
Well, it's tomorrow at the Capitol, we're having the first ever Peer Support Day to recognize these, you know, brave and courageous individuals who have lived experience, who've had challenges with behavioral health, mental health, or addiction, and have stepped forward and said, I want to get trained. I want to become a peer support specialist. I want to help other people. I've been in their shoes. I understand what they've been through. And in a state where we've got tremendous workforce shortages because of the strong economy that we're having, we've got a lot of workforce shortages, particularly in the western half of the state, related to behavioral health. We need to build out networks of support to help people who are struggling. And one way we can do this is we can take people with lived experience. They go through training. We're pursuing this legislative session the addition of certification to help people get certified in this field. And then we can build out a network across the state where people can get help, get it in their communities to support them in their recovery. And tomorrow at Peer Support Day, we're going to be announcing programs, giving education, and recognizing the over 100 peer support specialists that we've already trained so far this year. And tomorrow's event was something that we announced at the First Ladies Recovery Reinvented event back in September. So following through with that, it's going to be at the Memorial Hall at the North Dakota State Capitol Building between 10 and 11 tomorrow. And behavioral health advocates, peer support specialists, individuals who've received peer support, health and healthcare providers that are in behavioral health, state and local decision makers, legislators, anybody that's interested in learning more about should attend tomorrow as we roll out the program about how we want to expand tremendously across the state a really strong peer support network.
You mentioned earlier, go ahead, Catherine.
I was just going to say that at the behavioralhealth.nd.gov website, there are resources there that can help people get connected to the other peer support specialists, or if they want to become a peer support specialist, they can go to that website as well. That's behavioralhealth.nd.gov.
And so just to make sure I understand this, so if I have a depression, or I'm bipolar, I have a particular condition, and I've managed that and gotten help for that and, functioning and a job, family, whatever, then someone that is just finding out that they have that, that is struggling with that, that is not right, basically like AA has a sponsor, for someone to say, hey, you've been through what I've been through. That's where they help each other. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely the concept. It's, people with lived experience can provide the best support, the best guidance, the best direction, and that is completely the concept. And, I think that for us in North Dakota, we're really focused on building recovery support in our communities because, having that connection after treatment or once someone finds recovery or once someone is moving along positively on the path of behavioral health or mental health, then, they need to have that connection to someone in the community that can help them, maybe find a job, maybe find a place to live, and get connected to other, recovery services or classes or therapists. And so, that's what those people do. Because the biggest risk, and this is what I know from my own experience of addiction, is that the biggest risk of relapse or having difficulty is after someone's been through treatment and they need to have that connection after that. They need to find people in their community that can help them, stay focused on a great plan for recovery. So this is really a huge part of relapse prevention, but also, building recovery support in our communities, having more options in the community to help people with behavioral health issues.
And, Governor, I know you are someone that studies a lot of data in driving decisions. Do you see the effect of this program in other places making a real difference in recovery? In other words, the statistics with this program and without look vastly different?
Well, yeah, and this all fits into what Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and I and the First Lady are about when we talk about reinventing government, reinventing approaches, and reinventing recovery, because there have been over 20 studies of peer support that concluded that when, peer support is available, it's associated with improved quality of life, hopefulness, activation, reduced inpatient hospital use. And so this is the evidence is very strong that we do not need to go out, build expensive clinics. We don't need to do all the things that people associate with healthcare, which is high cost, which is this is peers supporting peers. We're going to certify those peer support specialists, but the evidence is there that it improves the quality of life and outcomes for the individuals. And it also is cost savings to counties, the states, due to reductions in rates of hospitalization. And so this is one of these things where it can be more effective and lower cost, but we want to formalize it, and we want to drive it across the whole state, including building a network of faith-based peer support folks.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Doug. So I've been saying that, we're a rural state, as everybody knows, and, every small town has a church and a bar, and the bar gets a lot of business, and the church could use more business. And the church members are usually people that really want to volunteer and help. And so we have a great program through Lutheran Social Services, which is fantastic. They are partnering with our North Dakota Department of Health to build a network of faith-based communities that will offer peer support. This is through the faith-based communities in North Dakota. So this is going to be fantastic for people, especially in our small rural communities that need to have that connection to someone with lived experience. So we're super excited about that.
Understandable. You two both have huge hearts, and this is a great program. This is a great thing to have your support get going and wrap it around everything else going on. It is fantastic. 10 to 11 tomorrow, by the way, at Memorial Hall, the state capitol, is where a peer support day at the capitol will happen with Governor Burgum and First Lady Catherine Helgus Burgum. And by the way, a texter says, it's nice of you two to support the capitol of South Dakota. I don't think he knows how to spell this peer. That's the wrong peer to the texter, just so you know. It's P, yeah. P-E-E-R. We got it right now. Thank you both. Take care. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm NDSU Extension crop economist Dr. Frank Olson. The trade dispute with China has led to retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans, which is reducing price and impacting grain flows. No soybean export sales are being booked out of the Pacific Northwest or Gulf ports to China, which is the primary destination for U.S. soybeans. Local elevators are reserving storage space for soybeans that have already been contracted, which means there will be little or no room for uncontracted soybean deliveries at harvest. Many farmers are already making plans to store their soybeans, but may not understand the severity of the problems. I'm suggesting that farmers should be prepared to store their soybeans until midsummer of 2019. Why? Number one, we don't know when the Chinese tariffs will be reduced or removed or possibly return. Even after the tariffs are removed, it will take several months before North Dakota soybeans will begin to flow efficiently into the Pacific Northwest terminals. My advice, plan ahead. Don't panic and don't guess. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Don't tell anybody, but I have beer nuts in the studio today. Beer nuts. Is there anything better than beer nuts?
I know a couple of beer nuts jokes.
Do you really?
Did you bring it up for everybody?
The original peanuts. They've been around a long time. My dad used to, he got me hooked on beer nuts. So beer nuts and even the whole packaging and everything looks the same. Yeah. By the way, have you seen Pizza Corner has a new packaging?
I saw that yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, is it cool. It's the same colors, but it's packaged like it normally is. It tastes the same, same great taste, but has a whole new package. I think it's kind of cool. North Dakota product like that and all, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, enough about food. Let's get back to the business of counting down till we know how to count those votes. Hope we know how to count them, but we get a chance to count them all and find out who's the winners and who's the losers. Texter said, interesting little note here from a listener. It said, if I can find it, I'll tell you.
Okay.
While I find it, somebody wants to hear Hillary and Heidi again. Can you, I'm getting about five texts an hour saying, don't stop playing this, so.
We're supporting Hillary Clinton. You can put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Because she is going to be.
I do not think there will be many places in America where fracking will continue to take place.
One of the greatest.
We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
Greatest president.
I'm very proud of the Iran nuclear agreement.
Of the United States of America.
If you look at the map of the United States, there's all that red in the middle where Trump won.
That's us.
And his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards.
Yeah,
that we have ever seen.
The Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment, and I am going to make that change every chance I get.
We're supporting Hillary Clinton because she is going to be one of the greatest presidents of the United States of America that we have ever seen.
How about that, huh? That's Hillary and Heidi.
Isn't the Constitution where you find the wording of the Second Amendment, not the Supreme Court?
I think so.
Kind of curious about.
There's a lot of things you love on that list.
From the bench, it's been going on for years.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, you got it. I found the text from Gail. Gail says, Scott, would it be out of line to ask your listeners to take a little time and ask for some help from above to help us pull this off today? Is that out of line? God bless America and God bless our POTUS.
I had a text wondering about when we need to remove lawn signs, and I said never, but you might look a little silly if you've got six or seven losing candidate signs in your yard for the next week. But
be proud of who you're for. And by the way, Gail, thank you. I don't, you know, first of all, I answered your question by reading it, and I think all of the candidates, yes, all of the candidates deserve prayers, whether you agree with them or they disagree with them, because I will say this. This is not an easy thing to do, put your name on the ballot and go through all this. I mean, you think of you know, Kelly Armstrong and Max Schneider, for instance, young families, right? And, you know, that's you're away from them a lot. You subject them to hearing things that are, you know, not so nice. In the case of Kevin Cramer, obviously, is most of his kids are grown, have Abel that they adopted. But Abel's, you know, old enough to, you know, hear this stuff and see it. So, and Heidi Heitkamp, same thing. Obviously not young kids anymore, but family members that here. So you know.
I was going to say, you could argue that the candidates who you don't agree with probably need the prayer most. Think about it.
True. Now, what I tend to pray for, in addition to just saying, okay, look, I recognize this is tough, and these are stressful times, and you want, you know, these candidates to have some peace. I also say, you know, I don't know what America's going to look like when my kids' kids are, you know, walking these this United States of America. So that's why I want to make sure I'm supporting who's going to make sure they have a brighter future. And you know, about your children, about your grandchildren, about knowing that, making sure you get that right. But I Gail, you're right. You're exactly right. You know. You are exactly right. I don't think there was an election in my lifetime that I remember as many people outwardly praying for Donald Trump as happened last time, and look what happened. There's no other way to explain Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen. If you go look at the pure statistics, what we're going into the race, going into election night, everything, you just say, well, how did that happen? I think we know. Todd is right about this campaign sign thing. The law you don't need to worry about. Gary Emanuel, another guy I wish I could vote for tonight, running against Aaron O'Bannon in that race. Unfortunately, so many of the Democrats in this race are all about an agenda, right? They, if you listen to Hillary and her shrillness, they don't dare say it as brazenly as that, although unfortunately for Heidi Heitkamp, she did. Greatest president ever! She's going to be amazing! Oh, really? Here's what she wants to do. But so many of them are activists. They're leftists. They're not the Democrats of, 10, 20, 30 years ago in North Dakota that just have a view that government should do more and spend more. They are leftists. That's what they are. And that's why I say, in the case of Gary Emanuel and Aaron O'Bannon, I couldn't, if I lived in that district in Bismarck, I couldn't wait to cast a vote. Anyway, Gary, a number of years ago, challenged that law because it just seemed to be at odds with free speech, the whole Election Day deal. And I have to admit, I've gone back and forth on this over the years where you want to just give people space. And, we're kind of having some fun today, but we're not sitting
safe
there.
Safe space?
Yeah, safe space. We're not getting into the weeds on each of these races and each of these issues. And it's on my Facebook page if you want that. You can find it. But anyway, that's sadly what it's at. So the law previously was that you couldn't have political signs. They had to be taken down. And the candidates had to scramble and, everything else. But that was overturned. So that law is not there because of something called, are you ready? The First Amendment. Yeah. The First Amendment. Texture says, the governor and first lady mentioned faith-based peer support groups, liberal heads exploding in 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Down in Gascoyne, North Dakota, Keystone XL finally going in the ground. God bless the USA, the red tidal wave today. All right, yeah, we'll probably have protesters swooping in now, paging Chase Ionize, convicted. Is he charged or convicted or both? Some of those got a little goofy in the Dapple thing. Rather radical in the middle of all that. Democrat. Given money to by Heidi Heitkamp and others. If you don't vote for Jim Schmidt, anybody know where Jim Schmidt is voting? Is on the ballot? Jim Schmidt? Anybody, or is this a joke? If you don't know, if you don't vote for Jim Schmidt, you don't know Schmidt. Well, I get it, but it could be a legitimate campaign slogan for somebody.
Well, I was going to say, if that is an actual candidate, great slogan. If not,
yes,
well, just roll with the joke, I guess.
Right. Yes on all three Bismarck measures, says another listener. Another texter says, sounds like a story. Someone is bored and wants attention, so they made up a story that could be true but isn't. Okay, I did what you wanted. Had this really happened, that person wouldn't have made the comments so close to everyone working at the polls. This person doubts our good Samaritan caller. I don't know what the deal is there. Somebody else wants to know the date again for the Norway visits. I'll tell you, this week's is Thursday at the Woodhouse in Bismarck.
Doing it on purpose because I can't be there.
Got it. 5:30 to 7.
Serving
Thursday.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Stutzman, Lemoore, Dunn, Burley, Stark, Pembina, Grand Forks, and Norman counties in North Dakota and Minnesota. And excellent construction and farm equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Moorhead, Minnesota. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. It's midterm election day, and polls are now open on the West Coast, so nearly all American voters have the chance to cast their ballots. All 435 seats in the U.S. House are up for grabs, 35 of 100 in the Senate as well. Governors also being chosen in 36 of 50 states. President Trump continued a long road tour last night, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump makes his closing argument in Missouri, Cleveland, and Fort Wayne, Indiana.
If you want strong borders, you see what we're doing. We got the worst laws because they won't give us the votes.
The president revving up the crowd, talking about the economy.
Republicans have created the best economy in the history of our country. This is the single best economy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, 550 K-Fire, the mothership, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO, Tioga. A lot of folks that may be new residents of North Dakota there. Engaging in the civic duty of voting today. We hope everybody's voting. Come on, you have to. And, of course, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. Get to some calls here. I'll still try and catch up on the text. One word from one of our fine sponsors, our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you click on the commercial link when you go to their website, which is just H-A-T, and sons.com. They make it easy for you. H-A-T and sons.com. Click under commercial contract maintenance. A little video there that talks about the Link service network that H.A. Thompson and Sons builds, which is unique maintenance programs. So you get a financial but also a mechanical solution to what? Lowering owning and operating costs. This is working for like 600 different buildings across the Northern Plains and working in a big way. Many of these places, they do one. They say, can you do this? How about this? Can you help over here? Because it's working. And regardless of the contract type you have, their team of over 30-plus experienced service technicians give you that fast, friendly service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. End the headaches. End the worry. Save the bucks. HATandSons.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Bismarck we go. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, I'm just... last week when Heidi was on with Todd, she said something about with the new voter ID law that if this law was enacted that her parents wouldn't be able to vote. What, do you know what she was talking about there? Because every resident has a 911 address. And I don't, I mean, rural or not, I live in a rural, I own rural property. They all have 911 addresses. I'm not sure what she was talking about there, what she was trying to.
Right, and then, of course, what was done was, I mean, they put out an unprecedented amount of IDs. They paid for them. They put addresses on them, which is better, as you say, for the 911. Here's what I would advise, Steve, if I were you. when you are listening to someone like Heidi Heitkamp or other liberals related to voter ID laws and election laws, know that they have one thing in mind. It is scaring what they believe to be their voters into thinking their vote is being taken away. There's no logic in it. So you're trying to apply logic to say, what possibly could she be talking about? She didn't care. She didn't say anything to try and scare as many Native Americans as possible. And by the way, it worked. It worked. Because Native American voting is through the roof. Okay? Great. If they're entitled to a vote, they ought to vote. If it's not, you know, one of these Al Franken deals where 400 ballots show up late and, you know, this, that, and, you know, some of their other games, I mean, I hope are watching. Look, everybody who's eligible to vote should vote. And nobody, not Al Jagger, not the Republican legislature, not Donald Trump, nobody is suggesting people not vote. They make that up. It's just part of their fraudulent, you know, total craziness. And we end up fighting on their turf a lot by going tit for tat when, look, that's not their intent. Their intent is just to scare people. And it works. We have proof of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I should know better than trying to apply logic to anything a liberal says. You're right, Scott. My bad.
Did I say it that crassly? I didn't mean to. I just think it's obvious. It's just it's very obvious what they're trying to do. And it is what it is. It's pretty bad. We have a story. Well, I'm going to go to this. Keep listening, Steve, because you'll appreciate this. Their caller in Fargo was at the polling place today. And what did you see, sir?
What I saw was three busloads of Somalian immigrants coming off the bus. And with one director leading them into the polling place, they all said that they were citizens. And then the one individual was interpreting for them how to vote and giving them the answers on the polls for the ballots. I found that very distasteful. And I found that very, I don't know which way they voted, of course, because I couldn't understand the language they were speaking in, but I thought that's just not how we do things in America here anymore.
Could you tell who the person they were with representing a particular group? Was it like Lutheran Social Services or anything like that?
I couldn't really tell what they were with. They were not, the leader was speaking Somalian, so it's hard to tell which way, you know. I don't know if it was from what party it was from. It didn't say. Well, they didn't say, but they were just kind of guiding how the people were voting, and they brought them in busloads, three busloads, small busloads, but there's about 50 or 60 of them there.
Now, does that make you mad?
Absolutely, it makes me furious. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, if they were there of their own volition, they're there to vote. They're there to, you know, having informed
Absolutely.
Themselves. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
The idea is so offensive that a busload would empty, and somebody says, "Yeah, vote that way. Yeah, vote that way." That's not America.
That's not America at all. That's not what I fought for. When I spent during my military career, I didn't fight for that. I fought for, you know, if you come in by yourself and you want to vote and you're informed and you know what you're doing, then that's a completely different story. And you can show proof of positive ID that you're a United States citizen. That's one thing. But when you just come in and they all say, and the group says, we're U.S. citizens, and flash their driver's license and go in and then one person tells them what to do, that's not appropriate in my mind. I also filed I went on to the right to vote or voter rights, and I submitted a verbal complaint to them as well.
Good for you. What where did you vote?
This was at the Ramada. I wound up having to go to a different place because I thought my precinct was a Ramada on 17th Avenue, and I wound up having to go on the other end of town across to the Methodist Church, and it was nice and easy and clean there. It was very, 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 very nice place to vote. And I just moved from California. So, I'm kind of used to seeing this kind of stuff going on, but this was still a shock for me being up here in rural North Dakota.
Question for our audience. Have you ever seen that before? You know, we were told by Mike Monpleasure, the Cass County Auditor, that the limit was 8, wasn't that it, Kevin? They were, you could vouch for...
Yeah, in Minnesota it was 8 you could vouch for.
You could vouch for 8 in Minnesota. How many can you vouch for in North Dakota?
I don't think... I think it all comes down to the election judge or the election official.
Yeah, right. Because so one person for 50 seems completely unruly and very obvious what's going to happen, right? So I don't know. That's very odd. We'll pass this on to the county auditor too.
I don't know which way they were voting because I couldn't understand their dialect. So I wasn't sure which way they voted. So.
Well, that doesn't matter. I don't even care how they voted. To me, the fact that they're being told how to vote is the problem.
That's a big problem for me as well. Coming from California, where you see that all the time, this was my first year of voting here in North Dakota. I didn't expect to see this whatsoever. You know, in California, you saw that all the time. But here, I didn't think that would happen here. And it was quite shocking and appalling to me.
I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. And folks, the old adage, if you see something, say something, you know, if you're suspicious, I'd even go over and say, how are you telling them to vote? How do you know how they want to vote? Well, you know, what kind of guidance are you giving them? Do you think it's appropriate that you are telling 50 people how to vote? I need to know more. But let me see that badge. What's your employee number? The other reaction to a story like this and the others we've had today would be to say, all right, I'm going to come back to the office. I'm going to come back to... the store, I'm going to come back to my home, I'm going to come back to my circle, and I'm going to say, who here hasn't voted? Let's go. Let's go right now. I don't know who to vote. You ask me, I'll tell you how I'm voting, I'll tell you the issues, I'll answer any question. I'll make it simple for you. You got to vote. Don't opt out. Still waiting to hear from somebody that's not voting, by the way. Hope that's rare, but we just want to know why you would opt out this opportunity to affect your future. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Jeff in Bismarck, go ahead. Jeff, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Good morning. Yeah, voting has always, being a veteran, has always been special, but I had a kind of, last week when I voted, just had a special time. I went in and voted, and I was looking at my ballot, and then I put my hand on it. I felt I'd pray for the candidates and especially pray for Kevin and his wife and family and give them strength. And so I just had a special time. That's pretty neat when you can do that. Just put your hand on your ballot and pray over it and ask God to bless our candidates in Jesus' name. Anyway.
Very good idea, Jeff. Appreciate that call. And
with what you guys are talking about with prayer.
Yeah, we had a listener, Gail, wanted to know if it was appropriate to say, pray about the candidates. My gosh, of course. You know, Donald Trump would not be president without a whole lot of prayer in what are we called? Backwards Red America? Isn't that what Hillary called us? The greatest president ever? Oh, wait a minute, she didn't win.
Yeah. Where would America be without prayer?
Oh, my gosh. You aren't a kid. Appreciate that, Jeff. Thank you. And it's a good practice for anybody that is going today. Chris in Mayville, go ahead.
Yep. Hey, Scott. It's Chris Larson here. Just checking in from Mayville. A good turnout up here. They've been going since 7, and it was full when I got in, so I just want to give you a call and let you know. Busy day up here in Mayville.
I got a text from somebody who said lines are long in Jamestown, too. So is there lines waiting to vote, Chris?
Right now they're not. They've got a few open spots, but people were coming in as I left, so I would suspect here, especially in the noon hour, that there's going to probably be some lines.
That's beautiful. Chris actually interviewed Senator Heitkamp and her stop in Mayville and some of the other folks that were part of the caravan this weekend, and interesting conversation with her related to this effort to sort of tell hunters, be careful, you shouldn't vote, you know. The fact that she said voting, there are voting consequences, tells you that they only want the right kind of people to vote. But Chris asked her an interesting question about that. She now sort of is saying she had nothing to do with it. So obviously got the message on how that was a bad idea. But good journalistic work by Chris, the one and only Chris Larson up in Mayville. Thanks, Chris. More coming up.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Stutzman, Lemoore, Dunn, Burley, Stark, Pembina, Grand Forks, and Norman counties in North Dakota and Minnesota. And excellent construction and farm equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Moorhead, Minnesota. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Justice Department put out a notice yesterday that they are monitoring compliance with federal voting rights laws on Election Day. They've selected two counties in North Dakota that they're going to be in, Benson and Rolette County. Benson and Rolette County. I don't see them in Minnesota anywhere, and I don't know how they pick these counties. Like it's the Civil Rights Division, so we'll keep an eye on that, too, for you as well on what's on your mind. North Dakota Safety Council, one of our fine sponsors today. I'm going to give you two websites, so I'll give you a moment to jot down these websites because it's a great resource for you. the resources about saving lives. That's what they do. They save lives. They do that through training. They make the workplace safer. That's what WSI does. Appreciate all the good work they do, and they have over 450 safety courses that are available online. Nice and easy. So workforcesafety.com. Find out more there. NDSC.org is the North Dakota Safety Council, NDSC.org. Click on their website. Training link is at the top. Click on it, and you will find all kinds of things that really work well. Let's look at, coming up here in a few days away, defensive driving, Bismarck, November 12th, Fargo, November 13th, suspended worker rescue, Bismarck, November 12th through 13th on the great high-tech campus of NDSC in Bismarck, CPR, AED, first aid, Bismarck, November 17th, Minot, November 15th. I tell you I'm taking that. I am. I'm just excited about it, too, because I've been talking about it for a long time and just have not got it done. Richard in Jamestown is going to tell us about his son's first vote, and I'm getting reports that the lines are just as long as they've ever been in Jamestown. Are you hearing that too, Richard?
Good morning, yes. Right now I'm out in the pasture getting ready to herd up a bunch of cows and take them home, and it's snowing. But I wanted to just tell you that my grandson turned 18. His name is Caleb McGraw from Beulah on the 1st of November. And in our conversation, he was excited about getting to vote this year. I asked him through our conversation, he wanted to know who he should vote for. I told him to get a sample ballot and sit down with his parents and go through the issues and the candidates and make an informed decision on who he wanted and vote for him.
It's a lot better way to do it than sitting there telling him how to vote, isn't it? They don't learn anything that way.
That's right. And he gets educated that way, and hopefully this will be the start of a long line of participating in our voting privileges.
Great point, Richard. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Doran, is it, in Beulah?
Yes.
What's on your mind? Hi, go ahead.
Well, I'm calling because my sister called me on Sunday during the Vikings game to tell me that she read in the paper that Boulder Colorado College is sending a bunch of law students to Fort Yates. They're standing right reservation to monitor the voting rights of the natives down there. And then she mentioned the fact that isn't Standing Rock both North Dakota and South Dakota border divided
by? It is, yep.
So I just wondering how that's going to go. They almost have to have the addresses there.
Well, yeah, but they would obviously have to have an ID with an address to vote. That's the law. But they have shipped college kids in and paid them from all over. So, and if they're here genuinely to help us poll watchers, great. If they're here to bully, election workers, that's a whole other thing. So you can be sure both parties have people at those polls. They'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, I just thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it is. It is, Doran. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Trevor is in the oil patch. What's on your mind?
I just got a quick question for you. I don't know if you've heard anything about this. Why is it in the city of Bismarck that we still vote in the schools? Every other day of the year, we have these schools locked down without this, something happens. But come election day, the doors are wide open and anybody can walk in.
I don't know. I don't know that. I know that in other places they've moved them out of the schools for that very reason. Not sure why they decided not to move them in Bismarck.
That's why I brought the question. Is it something that maybe the city council need to get together and figure this out so we can quit going into schools?
Todd, do you know if there's been any debate over that of locating the polling places in, the schools versus taking them out for safety reasons?
Not aware of anything.
I know that they usually do the polling like in a gymnasium or over in an area where it's, there's not a lot of cross population with the students, but still, I mean, it's entry. So I hear what you're saying. Craig and Mandan, I have a half a minute for you and it's yours. Go ahead.
Yes, am I on?
You are. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I was just calling about that woman from Dickinson who held a guy at knife point and stole his truck and they brought it down from felony to, a misdemeanor and $325 in court fees. Me as a guy, if that would have been me, they would have executed me, and we don't even have execution in this state. I think there's a lot of bias.
All right, Craig, appreciate the call. Another texter says, I thought you could not offer any advice to the polling site or you'd be guilty of electioneering. That whole thing with the bus sounds more disturbing than ever. We're trying to track down. What I don't like is there was one this morning we heard about. And now you're hearing about another in the same polling place. So it's worthy of digging to, and we will. Election coverage tonight on 550 KFIRE with the one and only Ty, the Radio God Mitchell, and a host of great experts, including our friend Eugene Grainer. And, of course, also tonight I'll be on Point of View. It's at 8:30 on West Dakota Fox with Chris Berg, doing a little election analysis, and KX4 at 6:30 on the eastern end of the state, okay? So we'll be there for that. And then we'll have election coverage tonight, giving away Vikings tickets and having a great time at the OB Sports Diner. So come on down for a bucket of wings and a chance to win some goodies and join us to watch the results come in. All right, folks, God bless you. Remember this, vote, vote, vote. Get out there and do your duty no matter what. God bless you. Bye.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me in toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.